Are there a lot of teenagers in your school getting pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, like how many have you seen, let's say, in the past year?
Oh, in the past year, there has been 5.
Wow, and they're all in high school?
They're all in high school. One in grade 8, though.
Wow. So do you think that your school is doing anything to help this matter, educating teenagers about sex?
No.
No.
I think they should have, like, we have seminars and assemblies about drinking and driving. We have bullying seminars, but I don't think we have safe sex seminars, and I think there should be some because there's a lot of things going on. And yes, we can all say, oh, it's a Catholic school, no, everyone's going to be abstinent. In reality, that's not the case.
Yeah, so do you think your school's avoiding the topic because it's a Catholic school and they want to keep topics very, you know, conservative and they don't want to step out of boundaries?
I think so. I think they're kind of worried because we also have, like, Hindus that go to our school and Muslims. So I think they're kind of worried of the outrage or a war that might happen if they talk about it with them and then the parents come in and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you think that's not right?
I don't think that's right. I think the more you try to cover it, the more it's going to happen. And then you can't blame people for things they don't know. That's out of ignorance.
Yeah. So who do you talk to when you're feeling pressured to maybe participate in sexting or sexual acts with a guy? Who do you talk to? Your mother, friends?
I talk to my mother. I talk to my older brother. And I talk to friends of mine. Like, I listen to their stories and then I'm like, hey, that's not for me.
So you learn from their mistakes?
Yeah.
Do you know of any clubs outside of school in Scarborough that does help teenagers maybe gives out condoms or talks about the matter? Any clubs outside of school?
Storefront. The storefront.
Is that a store?
They give out condoms and stuff.
Oh, okay, to teenagers?
Yeah.
So that's the only place you know that does help?
There, and then there's this health center place that I just found out about in the Civic Center area. And they have, like, this sexual health clinic, and they give out Plan B, they give out condoms, they check you, they have a whole bunch of stuff there.
Do you think it's better, would you say that prevention is better than a cure? So would it be better if they actually talked about the situation rather than, you know, giving solutions like condoms and Plan Bs?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah. I would say talking about it or, like, explaining it to people, maybe some people would, there would be number of people going through all of that.
So what do you think your school should do to help teenagers understand the serious fact about teenage pregnancy?
I think, for one, just like they celebrate MAPD or AIDS Day or Cancer Day or whatever, I think they should talk about teenage pregnancies, have seminars about it, in the parenting classes, change the curriculum a little bit. Tell them what it is that you actually have to go through. Have someone come in and explain their life. I know they can see it, but seeing it and actually hearing it and sitting down and taking in the situation are two different things.